everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Dr. Yan. I'm your host, Dr. Limeng Yan, and also in this episode, I invite my regular guest, Dr. Hu, to join us. Dr. Hu is my colleague in the Yan research team. He's also the co-author of the 3 Yan reports on COVID-19 origin. Dr. Hu is an MD, PhD, and he's also a biomedical expert who grew up in mainland China, as I did. So he understands Chinese culture, and he understands Communist China and Chinese Communist Party better than Americans. Hi, Dr. Hu. Welcome to the Voice of Dr. Yan.
Hi, Dr. Yan. I'm very happy to join.
So in this episode, I'm going to talk about Taiwan issue, and this is based on what is going on and what will happen, combined with our exclusive classified information from our exclusive sources in People's Liberation Army, Central Military Committee, and also CCP's intelligence agencies. So as I always did, this kind of intelligence will always be verified after maybe days, weeks, or months. And this kind of intelligence will let you know what Xi Jinping and the CCP's going to do. And also it can explain a lot of things they have been doing, and also that can help American understand CCP's strategy. So that's why you can find some way to intervene it and finally even defeat Chinese Communist Party and to let them lose in this way. So when we talk about Taiwan, we know that back to middle January this year, Taiwan has conducted the election for the next president. And also they elected the director of their parliament, or you can say it's Congress, because in Taiwan there is no Senate and Congress is not the two unit, but it's just the one unit. They call it Legislative Yuan. So they also choose the Speaker of Legislative Yuan. And after that, because China is angry about Taiwan's next president, Lai Ching-te, because he is very strongly pro-America and anti-communist China. That's why everyone, I mean, around me, I mean, so my friends in America, So you really want to know what China will do against Taiwan, against the United States after the result of Taiwan's election. Because initially, China has done a lot of infiltration and preparation and conducted a lot of covert operations in Taiwan. And they believe that there is a big opportunity that for CCP, candidate in Taiwan's presidential election would win the election. However, they failed. So now we obtain the latest intelligence from CCP and People's Liberation Army, and the operation launched by Xi Jinping, I mean, personally deployed in the planned by deployed and also personally directed by Xi Jinping to take over Taiwan. This covert operation, which is officially but secretly launched during Chinese New Year, that is early February, is called, the code name is called Danggui. So it means should return. So this operation, in English meaning, it is should return operation. So that means Taiwan should return to mainland China, to communist China, and there is only one China policy for reunification, as CCP always claims. So what is the should return operation? In the We have already obtained a lot of details about that, but I'm going to briefly introduce it to you because it's too complicated and also a lot of things just begin, so it's still going on. Although Communist China has made very well-planned this kind of strategy, it doesn't mean they will win finally because this whole operation will last until this November. They believe at that time they could see the result of this operation. And they believe that they would take over Taiwan in a peaceful way. That means avoid the hot war and keep the United States and the U.S. allies military away from Taiwan area by this November. And so why do they want to use this kind of operation and how they have done it? Actually, we should talk about a little bit more about CCP's history and Taiwan's history, because I know that you definitely have listened to the news about Taiwan-China issue very often, but most of Americans don't understand why Taiwan doesn't belong to China and why China insists on getting Taiwan back to China. The nature of this reunification of one China policy is aimed at anti-America strategies from Chairman Mao's period that was almost 100 years until now, since the beginning of the Chinese Communist Party and then later the new China established, at least over 70 years. Actually, Taiwan doesn't belong to China even in the history, because back to over 100 years ago, around 19th century, at that time, China was controlled by Qing Dynasty. At that time, Qing Dynasty lost the war against Japan, so Taiwan, as part of the not directly controlled by Qing, but it is an area that always treat Qing as a the kind of the colonel or colonized that kind of owner. Taiwan was sent by Qing Dynasty as a compensation to Japan. And after that, until World War II, Taiwan was managed and controlled by Japan. And after World War II, since Japan lost the war, and so Japan has to give Taiwan to the United States because the U.S. is on the winning side. And at that time, U.S. has no much of the strategy to rule the Asian Pacific area. So the United States finally decided to let a party from mainland China. But at that time, it seems the United States is called Kuomintang. So U.S. gave Taiwan to KMT to help U.S. manage it. So that means after World War II, although a party came from China, mainland China, formed by people from mainland China, came to Taiwan and helped the United States to manage Taiwan, it actually doesn't mean they own Taiwan. And also, as a very important point on the United States' first island chain policy, Taiwan is the necessary point, and United States can't let mainland Taiwan, mainland China, take over Taiwan because that will break the first chain. First island chain policy and undermine the benefits of the United States and also undermine the geopolitical orders all over the world. And KMT just to, in addition to give you some kind of knowledge, is KMT come from mainland China because KMT during World War II was the main party fight with the United States against the Japanese in China. But after World War II in 1945, from 1945 to 1949, until the new China, Communist China established, there was a civil war in China, and the KMT was fighting against the Chinese Communist Party, and Chairman Mao leads the Chinese Communist Party. And Chairman Mao applied a lot of unrestricted warfare tactics and also cheated the KMT a lot. So finally, with the help from Soviet Union, because at that time, Soviet Union thought Chinese Communist Party would be the best option for Soviet Union to influence mainland China. Finally, KMT failed the civil war. And in 1949, KMT has to withdraw from mainland China. So the United States lets them to go across the sea to move to Taiwan Island and stay there, establish a regime, help U.S. to maintain Taiwan, to develop Taiwan. So basically, this is a background knowledge. And that's why China actually has no any justice to get Taiwan. Taiwan never belonged to China, and China only taught it the history. So China has changed the history, like Putin said, how Moscow should, how Russia should own, Ukraine should own the almost the whole European continent. So that is just the false narrative, which is to fulfill their demand to get more land and also increase their international influence and also enhance their tyranny. So based on this, China always want to get Taiwan back, but the United States doesn't allow it. And the US told China that if you go, you're going to get Taiwan in a hot war, that style, then the US Army, the US Navy, military will definitely defeat China. So China has tried for over 70 years and always failed to get Taiwan because China is intimidated of the United States military force. But China finally changed the way, especially after Xi Jinping became the president in 2012. So Xi Jinping was the director of the Fujian province in China, which is opposite to Taiwan. It's the province just the opposite to Taiwan, between that just the Taiwan Strait between Fujian province in mainland China and also the Taiwan Island. So Xi Jinping understand a lot about the Taiwanese culture. And Taiwanese actually, they share very similar culture with Fujian province. And Xi Jinping also had deployed a lot of CCP's agent to Taiwan to infiltrate that, to manipulate Taiwan. And that is a long process which has cost decades, even before he was a chairman. Anyway, in short, now Xi Jinping believes the timing is the right timing. And back to 2022, he already planned to get Taiwan. But as you may remember, I have talked in the previous episodes that that plan failed. Especially, he has a plan in summer of 2022. It's called Ghost Month. The code name is Ghost Month. And at that time, because my friend Lu De and I have our exclusive sources in People's Liberation Army and the CCP. So we have obtained and released 57 minutes audio, which records People's Liberation Army's generals top classified conference about their strategy against Taiwan. That was very detailed, and that immediately gave evidence to the United States that how aggressive and how well-planned CCP has done against Taiwan. And it also led Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan at that time, which finally stopped China's ambitions and make Xi Jinping fail at that time to take over Taiwan. But she never stopped. So this time when we talk about the Shoot Return operation, it is a new operation. And after the failure before, she believed this time they could peacefully take over Taiwan and keep the U.S. military away from the whole area, and even before U.S. military can do anything against it. So, yeah, Dr. Hu, I have introduced the background. What do you want to add to our audience based on that?
Yes, and I can add some details regarding to the Taiwan's history. I would like to give you an example. So the many people may know that Taiwan actually have three parts of the population. So the first part is the native Taiwanese, and who live there from the ancient time, and they are native Taiwanese. And the second part is those two people who from mainland, but they migrate to the Taiwan hundreds of years ago, especially. Of 300 or 400 years ago, when the Ming dynasties transitioned to the Qing dynasty, there many people fled to the Taiwan, and they become the second part of Taiwan people population. And these two parts are dominant population in Taiwan. And as I know some of those people, they usually introduce themselves as that, as I'm very old Taiwanese. And my ancestor is from hundreds of years ago who have already lived in Taiwan for that long time. Those people. Sometimes those old Taiwanese, they can even speak Japanese. That's why this is because just as you learn from the Dr. Yan, because Taiwan was taken by Japan for such a long time, so many people actually, and Japan recognized Taiwan as part of his island. So the many Taiwanese doesn't know how to speak Taiwanese, Japanese. Their relation to Japan is even nearer than the Manchuria to the Japanese country, Japan country. And then this Taiwan become independent, and because the American defeated the Japan and cost a lot to take the Taiwan back, and then American allowed the KMT to fled to Taiwan. However, the KMT at that time, they have a direct conflict with the CCP at that time. I would emphasize at that time, but later they have a conflict. They are the third part population, as I mentioned, because they are just fled from the China mainline, even though for them it has been 70 years past. For whole 70 years, the Taiwan have their independent government, independent foreign relationship, and all their culture is independent. Their people living there, they even have the different language is under development. So the things is Taiwanese, they're peaceful of the Taiwan Strait. It's a sign of the China mainline to recognize the current world order, to not break the first island chain. Why that matter? Except that Dr. Yan said, first, if you check from Google Earth, you will see that around the China, most of the sea is the shallow sea. It's the light blue, but outside of first island chain, it's the deep sea, which means that the satellite cannot see through it. This is very important for submarine. If a submarine can go across the first island chain, you can be never found it, and very hard to track it. We all know the nuclear deterrence require the submarine to hide somewhere to give the their enemy, the actual deterrents. That's why China want to break this island chain so much, because they want to be actual stress someone, so they will have a louder voice, like taking Taiwan, even in future, control the host of East Asia in order. They have to break the first island chain. And the third is about trade. We all know the Taiwan threat, controlling a very important international trade line. If the Taiwan was occupied, that trend becomes the inner sea of China. So basically, they want to capture any international ship, you have no way to stop them. If you want to go surround the Taiwan, you're going to cost a lot. The price going to go up a lot. That's why this Taiwan's issue have a direct relationship with the U.S. This is something I have to add.
Thank you, Dr. Hu. Yes, as you said, Taiwan's most important value is about their position in the first island chain strategy. And just to make our audience more clear about the first island chain, because maybe not all of you have checked what it is. And so just based on Wikipedia, the first island chain refers to the first chain of major Pacific island groups out from the East Asian continental mainland coast. It's principally composed of Kuril Islands, the Japanese island group, and also another is Taiwan, and another is also belong to Philippines and also Borneo. So that extending all the way from the Kamchatka Peninsula in the northeast to the Malay Peninsula, Malaysia, that area, in the southeast. So the first island chain forms one of the three island chain doctrines within the island chain strategy in the U.S. foreign policy. However, much of the first island chain is roughly situated in waters claimed by Communist China. And this includes the South China Sea within the Nan-Dash Line, as well as the East China Sea west of Okinawa Trough. So that means China has already tried its best to using all the tactics to occupy the islands belong to the first island chain, and then they could break the U.S. island chain strategy little by little. So now we know that in South China Sea, there is a very serious crisis, and it's very intensive because U.S. has sent a lot of Navy troops there, including five aircrafts there. But China always shout and straight the United States that, oh, if you dare to intervene the Taiwan issues, or if you are going to help Philippines, or if you are going to stop us occupying those islands, you will be regretful, something like that. And this is all the another side of the background knowledge. So let's talk back to the return operation. We actually received this information very recently because a lot of things of this operation just started, and they're still going on. The trigger of the next following, we assume, would be a lot of more intensive crises most likely started from a current event called Kingman Fisherman Event. And Kingman is an island, belongs to Taiwan. However, it's very, very close to mainland China. Basically, there is only around 6 miles distance between Kingman Island, it's a very, very small island, to Fujian Province in mainland China. So it's like the Fujian in the Kinmen and then Taiwan Strait and then Taiwan like this in the map. So in Kinmen, just around 1 week ago, on 14th February, there was an event involved two Chinese fishermen's death. And China is making it worse and worse to claim for justice from Taiwan government. So what does it mean? Let's have a short rest and I will explain to you and also tell you why this is a trigger and this is significant in the shoot return operation by Communist China. Thank you.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud for 25% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Back to the voice of Dr. Yan, and in this episode, my regular guest, Dr. Tu, is with me to talk about the Taiwan issue and CCP's top classified operation against the Taiwan, the United States, which is just officially, secretly launched by Xi Jinping. And this operation, as I said, is called codename Shoot Return. And as I said, there is a trigger already happened, which is an event happened in Taiwan's Kinmen Island, which is very close to mainland China and involves two fishermen from China's death. So what does it mean? Let's see what is in the report about this event. Until now, I still think there is not enough attention from the West to be paid to this event, because most of the American or the West journalists or politicians may think this is just some accident happened between China and Taiwan, and they were quarreling and arguing as always. But that is because they don't know the secret operation should return. So they don't know the meaning of this event. So in Taiwan, as I said, Kinmen is a small island. So around Kinmen, there is a water area is called restricted water. That means between Kinmen Island and mainland China, although only 6 miles distance, but there is still area around Kinmen belong to Taiwan. So China cannot, should not invade into this restricted water, according to the doctrines. However, you know, Communist China never care about the laws. So China always send their fishermen to create troubles or just invade Taiwan to show their aggression or conduct the operations. And turns out these fishermen, most of them from the, back to previous time, are not the real fishermen. They are actually the CCP's military agents, pretend to be fishermen. Why? Because they could claim they are the fishermen, and if they are arrested by Taiwan Coast Guard, then China can say, oh, we should not abuse our people. So these are just the fishermen by accident enter your water, and you should just return them, and you should not escalate the situation. They are not the military, right? So this is CCP's People's War and their military civil fusion strategy, as what always happened in other field. And this time, on 14th February, which is the fifth day of the Chinese New Year, four fishermen from mainland China took a fishing boat, enter the restricted water of Kinmen, which is belong to Taiwan. And according to the report by Taiwan side, the Taiwan Coast Guard, they have, according to the standard protocol, they have managed to send a Coast Guard ship to check these people's identities in that restricted water. However, these Chinese people started to run away, and they are not just the escape. Instead, according to the witness, they were making a zigzag, that kind of fleeing, and not just run away. Instead, they even turn to hate the ships belong to Taiwan Coast Guard. So you see, this is very aggressive. And if you remember that last year, there were some videos revealed by a big media that how China let their military plane to intend to create some kind of hating against the U.S. or other countries' plane. That is similar. So they intend to make some accident, but at that time in the air that this kind of plane crash was avoided by the pilot from US or other countries. That was very lucky. And this time, Taiwan Coast Guard didn't hit them, but they were hit by the Chinese fishermen. And guess what? This is not the common fisher boat. Actually, this was revealed as a speedboat, and that is definitely not for the common fishermen, because this kind of boat run very fast, very noisy, and even according to the report by Taiwan side, on this ship boat, they have installed double outboard outboard that kind of motor, so that could increase the speed. And because they somehow hit and kind of because of the big force, they just capsized their own boat. So total four of the members on that speedboat fall into the sea. And the Taiwan people start to rescue them. However, finally, only two of them alive, another two died in the sea, and Taiwan has returned their bodies to China side. So now we see that it's not very complicated, right? Because they have invaded Taiwan's water and they have done this kind of aggressive actions against the Coast Guard, and then they capsized and the two of them dead. But China is using this event to escalate the situation, make it very intensive between China and Taiwan. So the thing is, China has sent their government officials to Taiwan with the dead so-called fishermen's families, and to bring the dead body back to China, and the other two alive fishermen also go back to China. However, right after back to China on 20th February, the two alive fishermen just changed their testimonies. So on Chinese state-run TV, these two alive people claim that they didn't flee and aggressively hit the Taiwan ship. They claim that they are just ordinary fishermen, and their boat somehow was hit by Taiwan Coast Guard intentionally to make them capsize and fall into the water. I mean, even their own testimony in Taiwan has been recorded, which fits what Taiwan side's report claimed. Now, just go back to mainland China with support of CCP government behind them, they could retract their confessions. And then China start to use this as an excuse to blame Taiwan for hurting people's feeling, hurting Chinese Taiwan people's feeling, and call for justice. And even China made more aggressive actions by sending Chinese Coast Guard to stop one Taiwan sightseeing boat, which was at that time in the sea between the Taiwan between Kinmen and Fujian province. And China just illegally sends their coast guard to stop that sightseeing boat, and go aboard to check the identities and information of those tourists. Those tourists are all Taiwanese. They never thought one day mainland China, the coast guard, would come to their boat and force them to answer the question or show their identities. So they were so scary, and they thought they would be arrested by China side and even disappear. That was very horrible, but China said that was something very legal and justice. And so this make all the situation more intensive. However, one very interesting detail come out from the alive fishermen's video on Chinese side, on Chinese TV, shows that they are not ordinary fishermen. Except the boat is not the fisherman's boat. These two alive fishermen even doesn't speak in the Fujian language, which is a dialect quite different from other side and similar to Taiwanese. Instead, these two people have Sichuan dialect. That means they should come from the Middle West China, which is far away from the sea. And for the fishermen in Fujian, there are no people come from Midwest China, okay? There are enough local fishermen from Fujian province to work in this field. So clearly, China has arranged their military-trained or intelligence-trained people from other area pretend to be the Fujian fishermen and pretend to drive the so-called fishing boat, which is a speedboat, to create problem against the Taiwan in Kinmen area. And now they're calling for justice. So what is China's justice about? I mean, based on our knowledge about China, based on China's side's statement, it means that they don't accept other explanation, and they want something much more than Taiwan people can afford. And it comes back to our topic this day, which is Taiwan should return. Then Taiwan people could solve this event with China, because say you did something wrong and later you could not be so, aggressively to treat Chinese people, and you should know Taiwan and China are together, so your Coast Guard should not check the Chinese fishermen, not check their boat, not detect their boat, and we are the whole family, and that would be the final solution China won. Go back to reunification. And because now this event is still stay at a level between Taiwan Fishery Administration and China's CCP's Taiwan office. So Taiwan military has the DOD, Taiwan DOD, the director has said, this is not the military issue, military's business, so they won't intervene. And that means the United States also cannot intervene in. The U.S. military cannot intervene, because it seems some internal issue or some kind of civil issues between the two offices without military's involvement. However, as I said, on China side, this is a military operation. And on Taiwan side, as I always explained in the previous episode, there are infiltration and there are pro-CCP parties, especially KMT, the one take over Taiwan, from manage Taiwan after World War II for the United States. This is a very biggest pro-CCP campaign in Taiwan. They have made secret deals. So they could work together, not trigger the U.S. military. And the United States cannot do anything. And then they are going to peacefully let China take over the administration and subvert Taiwan through this kind of civil communication contacts. So that's why the Should Return operation started from this kind of Kinmen activity, Kinmen issue. And as I said, also by now, we didn't see the United States pay enough attention to this event, but we advocate the United States and the U.S. allies to pay more attention to this event, because later on, it definitely will become a more intensive situation between China and Taiwan, and it will let more following issues come out after this, and that will all be part of China's Should Return operation. So, Dr. Hu, what do you want to add to our audience based on that?
Yes, so these kind of conflicts are usually defined as a gray zone conflict, because it is easy to be escalated or de-escalated just by CCP himself. Because as you say, this is something they choose to happen all the time. They can stop it immediately and nothing will happen, but CCP choose to make it happen. At the same day that the four fishermen was capsized and the two of them unfortunately died, there's another China Coast Guard ship just came within 1.5 nautical miles in the Kunming's mainland later the same day. So that means that if you didn't meet this group of people, you will meet other people and will have the conflict. This is another Twitter, someone exposed on the Twitter. And the another thing about this is not independent things. China mainland recently changed the course of the RA line called M503 along the middle line of the Taiwan. So this is usually not happen because they try to avoid commercial airline flight through those the dispute area to avoid conflict. But now they changed it back to there. And this is the sign to try to make conflict. Why? As we can see, this kind of the conflict is rare during the past decades, because at that time, China mainland respected the world order and do not want to have a conflict with the US and the other Western country. But, you know, the decades ago, when they have ally with the Soviet Union, when they challenged the Soviet, at that time, world order, they did a lot of this challenge to Taiwan because they tried to make this conflict. One is if they draw the good opportunity, they will conquer the Taiwan island and break the first island chain and also draw the attention of the U.S., try to divert the U.S. attention from other things. This is a sign of the China is going back to challenge the world order. I think this is my own opinion. So this is not independent things, and this is just another local things. It is a sign of China no longer respect their kind of the treaty, World War Treaty with the U.S., and they try to break that bit by bit, and eventually, what is it going to go? And I think the answer is clear. They have to reach certain point, then either U.S. totally give up their all interest in East Asia, or they can make a big conflict and make the U.S. directly involved. So I think that this, if we see in this, we will know why this operation is important. And another thing I want to emphasize is the Lunar Source usually is I personally believe is pretty solid, because last time Lunar also acquired China's the submarine accident. It's a 093417. China even point out directly of the code name of that submarine much, much earlier, ahead of the World War of mainstream reported, verified that later. So I think this is another example to show us that the Lunar have very solid source from inside of China. So I think we should take it very seriously and have a global view to build this kind of the conflict.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So let me say that based on our sources, what is the exact time China has officially launched this shoot return operation? Actually, there is a video. Now you can find it on YouTube too. It is a video that on 25th January this year, China's Defense Department spokesman, a general, or maybe a colonel, anyway, that spokesman has made a speech, and the idea of this speech, the topic of this speech is because in the Taiwan's presidential election, the United States Party, which is anti-CCP, it's called the DPP, that party, the Democratic Progressive Party, win the president election. So China is very angry about this failure. So that's why the spokesman used the video is using the title that the motherland will finally reunify, and Taiwan should return. Our source told us that is the official signal sent by CCP in an open way to their other campaigns in Taiwan and include the Taiwan campaign overseas and among Chinese overseas and also among their other hidden secret agents to give them the signal that now the food return operation starts. And this is actually the very cunning, very sophisticated way China always use to deliver the covered, this kind of military intelligence related message to all over the agents all over the world. And after this audio video, actually you can see a lot of propaganda, including a lot of short videos with the topic of Taiwan and should return on Chinese media. This include a lot of secret messages. For example, I have posted one link of the short video on which was widely spread like for several weeks on Chinese media, on TikTok, on whatever this kind of platform. In this video, there is a Taiwanese girl, which is just like 7-8 years old, maximally. She said her name is Yi Yi, but her nickname is Little Should Return. And she came from Taiwan province, Taipei City, which actually is Taiwan and Taiwan's capital, but China said Taiwan is part of China. So this is their favorite theme, that Taiwan is only a province of China. And this girl went with her mom to Chairman Mao Zedong's hometown to worship Mao Zedong. And there are a lot of secret messages designed in the video. For example, this girl's name is Yi Yi. It means 1-1, implying one-hearted return and the reunification of one China. And also this girl said she brings the gift of Kingman, some that kind of wand, the white wand made in Kingman, to worship Mao Zedong. And you see,
it's a Kingman Kaoliang liquor.
Yes, Kingman, some called it sorghum swan. It made up by
liquor,
some
yeah,
by some kind of food like rice. And this kind of alcohol wand is given by a kid as gift to worship Chairman Mao. I mean, this is something weird, but just think about the little should return and also the signal of Kingman, the code Kingman, and also worship the death. And then coincidentally, 5 days after Chinese New Year, it just happened as a Kingman event. So this is the coded language, the message delivered by CCP to like tell their all their campaigns that like we can do this or we have prepared that, and the other side know what they should do to cooperate with CCP in the operation. And also this girl wearing a very typical that kind of old fashioned military coat that every Chinese soldier would wear it in the winter. Ugly green with a very that kind of fur, that kind of color. And also she's wearing a Chairman Mao's beige and a Communist China flag. So our source told us, according to coded language, that means they implant Kingman death event and also the military in China, and also that is telling the people who understand the message is all of the campaign based in Taiwan or among Taiwanese overseas who respect Chairman Mao, loyal to CCP, are all well prepared in this operation. So as a kind of preparation in advance of the official launch of this should return operation. This kind of video can have multi functions, like the communication among the agents, signal delivery, and also implication, and all of these kind of functions. And without our sources, it's very difficult for us and also ordinary people, to even the American intelligence, to understand this kind of complicated meaning. And so this kind of little should return or should return videos contacts are everywhere. And this is just part of the big operation. Actually, there are total four parts. One is called little should return. The second one is called Jinxian in the mountain, wild Jinxian in the mountain. This definitely sends a very significant message to the United States to protect Taiwan, not let China manage to get it back to China. That will face the United States benefits and also face the benefits of the world. Thank you. And the Voice of Dr. Yan will come every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Radio Network, as well as iHeartRadio, and later be played on various apps, including Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, for free.